Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. I think you'll like it. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And we'll report back to you in the next week. We always do on how the poll turned out. Walter Kieschel III is with us, folks. He's a good friend of ours. Walter is the author of The Lords of Strategy, The Secret Intellectual History of the New Corporate World. And it's all about you and me getting our heads out of the trenches and thinking about where we're going, not just working toward where we're going, but think about the next step. And one of those things to think about, and it's kind of an interesting novel approach that Walter's brought us, is the idea of executive vacations. And Walter, in the previous segment, we talked about just the idea of an executive vacation, why American executives, and when we say executives, folks, we're talking about you, small business owners. You're an executive, you're the chief executive of your company. So I know you probably don't have a jet, but it's okay. You're still an executive, and you probably still need a vacation, right, Walter?
Absolutely. You probably need a vacation more than somebody who's occupying necessarily an executive position in a large corporation.
Tell me what qualifies for a vacation. Does it have to be like a whole week, or could it be like a long weekend?
It's better off if it's a whole week.
It needs to be do you completely disengage, or can you check back in?
The more you can disengage, the better off, and the more of a vacation it'll be. You know, David Ogilvy, the famous advertising man from Ogilvy and Mather years ago, had three or four rules for a vacation. Number one was you had to get away. The idea of just the staycation, stay at home, no. Go somewhere new.
Right.
His second idea was, if it's possible for you and your family, try to leave the kids at home. And the third idea was, at least in his era, take a sleeping pill the first three nights while you're gone to try to catch up on sleep. Maybe that just means a couple extra glasses of wine.
Interesting. Well, you know the thing about... So folks... Obviously, a real vacation is good for the mind, body, and soul, and of the person, and the family. Right? I mean, we didn't talk about the family in the last segment. There's an improvement, a benefit the family can get from it, but and the company can benefit, because if you're a small business owner now, you know, I don't care about the big guys. They can take care of themselves, Walter. But small business owners, for them to pull this off, they have to really start way in advance, and the good news is, if they're going to really pull it off, they've got to delegate probably to a greater degree than they would have if they hadn't left, and that's a good thing, isn't it?
Exactly right. I mean, and it's a real test for the organization and its strength that it can get itself so well organized that the owner and probably the principal director can go away and not have to be consulted every day or every hour, but the business sails on and does well, maybe even does a little bit better and does different things than when he or she was there. One of the good things about a vacation, if it's done right, is it kind of can show you how dispensable in some ways you are as a business owner, and it can also reveal areas, well, here we had a problem when you were gone, and here we didn't have a problem.
Mm-hmm. That's a really important point, because you are going to have to plan in advance. You are going to have to say, okay, you know, I'm going to be leaving in a month. Let me show you how I do this, which is a good thing to delegate. But then you find out whether that person was the right one to leave it with, or whether they need more training, or whether they put it off perfectly. I mean, it's of course the good news and the bad news all in one little nutshell. Walter, is that you come back and everything went great.
Yes, well, that's right.
But that's the good news. The bad news is you are dispensable.
Well, and then you can just concentrate on even higher levels of strategy.
And fire yourself from one job and promote yourself to another job.
Exactly so. Think about the new opportunities and other things that you can be doing to grow the business, and you don't necessarily have to be down in the weeds of running it quite to the same extent that you thought you were.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You didn't need to be.
So the delegation improves, you're benefiting from this, the organization is benefiting from it, customers, you know, I think, believe it or not, folks, don't underestimate, if you're a small business owner, don't underestimate how your customers will like the idea that you're on vacation. If you can do that, that means you're successful, and customers like doing business with successful companies, Walter.
I think that's absolutely true, and I think that they find it impressive that they come in and they say, well, where's Linda or where's Mel? And, well, Mel's off on vacation for 2 weeks. It tells people, boy, this business must be pretty capable of running itself.
Walter, let's don't push your luck out here now, Walter. 1 week's enough. I think.
Okay.
We can't. Right. I don't think 2 weeks is. I think it's the rare small business owner that takes 2 weeks off.
Oh, I completely agree with you there.
Yeah.
It'd have to be almost have to declare a sabbatical.
Well, if you leave on Friday and you come back on Sunday, it's nine. That's 9 days.
Yeah, right.
See, so it's almost 2 weeks.
Right. Well, no, that's probably long enough to have the effects.
Well, don't forget, Walter. Somebody's got to pay for this thing.
Well, then that's true too.
Yeah.
But one of the things that you don't have to feel like you're obliged to fly to some fancy place and stay at a gorgeous resort. I mean, it can be just an auto trip somewhere interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that managers need to be reminded of. There's no one form of vacation that you have to take.
Just get the heck out of Dodge. Now, when we come back, Walter and I are going to talk about, I want him to talk to us about getting your executives, some of your managers, to take a vacation. Is anybody not taking a vacation? Wonder why? Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.